Alright, good evening, 7 p.m. Uy, we're cool na pagsuga. Yun, okay, good evening, 7 p.m. service, okay? Let me just give a hand to our music team for a special number. Okay, and of course, as always, can you just greet your seatmates as well. Give them a high five, a handshake. Okay, pakinggan sa nila, good evening, okay? Ipukaw inyong seatmate. Anyway, before we get to the word, how many of you had a great weekend, okay? Kasi nakalaag and all, had a long weekend, nakatulog og daghan, kaya lang, kasi nag-staycation, okay? Natulog from 9 to 5, okay? Joke lang, okay? But anyway, okay, we're down to the second installment of our series called Want More. And this is all about finances. The goal basically of this series is for us to know what the Bible has to say about finances, about wealth, about possessions. Because when you read the Bible, you know that the Bible actually speaks a lot when it comes to money. 16 out of the 38 parables talks about money. 1 out of 10 verses in the Gospels talks about money. And 2,000 verses in the entire Bible talks about money. So if we are here today and, you know, all of us use money, okay? Whether you're a student, a single professional, or you're married, we use money. So it's important for us to have the right perspective, okay? The right attitude when it comes to dealing with our finances. Now, just a quick recap. Last week, when we kicked off this series, we talked about contentment, okay, and godliness. That when we went through 1 Timothy chapter 6, we've learned that rather than pursuing a life that runs after money, we should pursue a life that has godliness and contentment. Okay, that is how we can live a life that's full of contentment. Now, in week 2 naman, for this week, we're going to talk about confidence in God. Okay, third seatmate for a while, confidence. Kasi tayo medyo ma-confident ang seatmate ninyo, okay? Kanang, you know, dili shy nga person, okay? Na confidence. We're going to talk about confidence in God, or in other words, we're going to talk about security. If last week, the main question we tried to answer was, you know, how do we know if we have love for God or love for money? Okay, that's the main question we tried to answer last week. Do we love God above all else, or do we love money over God? And we tried to answer that. We tried to assess ourselves. This week naman, we're going to try to answer this main question right here. How will I know, or how will we know, if money is the source of our confidence? Do we feel good? Are we confident when we have a lot of money? Or is our confidence, you know, relied upon God? All right, and if we feel like money ang source of confidence nato, what can we do about it ba? How can we make sure that our confidence, okay, is relied upon kang God ta confident? Dili sa kwarta lang nato. So those are the things that we're going to try and answer here tonight. So if you have your Bibles with you, can you turn them to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17? This will be our main passage for today. And from this, we're going to look at other verses as well. So it's just one verse. I won't ask you to stand, but we will read of it all together. So 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17 says there, "As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word tonight, Lord God. May you speak to our hearts tonight and make us understand, Lord God, how is it that we can have confidence in you and not over money or our possessions, Lord God. Lord, this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So a bit of context again on 1 Timothy chapter 6, in case you were just invited here, first time ninyo. Okay, the book of 1 Timothy was written by the Apostle Paul. Of course, to Timothy, okay? Hence the title, Timothy. And the reason why he was doing so was that he was writing to Timothy to give him instructions to deal with certain issues in the church. And the church that Timothy was in was the church of Ephesus. And the problem that was happening was that there were several false teachers that had gotten into the church, okay? They got in the church, they were part of the church, but they were teaching false doctrines. And they were trying to mislead people and gathering followers from them for themselves. And then one of the reasons why they were doing so was that they would charge them naman. Okay, para makakuha sa kwarta. Kaya for them, if you remember 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 5, godliness for them, doing things for God, devotion for God, it was a means to gain money. Okay, wherein they would teach people about doctrines, about religious stuff, and they would charge them for it. Ah, you want to know about God? And let me teach you. Okay, muna yung rate na ako. Okay, that's what they would do. They would mislead, but the things that they were teaching were false doctrines. So they were misleading these people. So Paul, you know, wouldn't have any of it. He charged Timothy, deal with these people. And so the book of 1 Timothy is basically one long set of instructions. Now in the latter part of the letter, sa chapter 6, the last chapter of 1 Timothy, okay, Paul naman there gives a specific instructions to a specific group of people. Okay, firstly, kang Timothy to, then he gives some instructions to some people. And that's why in verse 17, it opens with this statement, as for the rich in this present age. Verses 17 to 19, but we will talk about 18 to 19 next week, talks about the rich people in Ephesus, in the church of Ephesus. So these three instructions were originally for them. Now let me just qualify this for a while. You might be here today sitting na, ay, di man ko rich. Di man ko milyonaryo. Okay, wala man ko yung mansion here tonight. So, dilini para na ako, matulog na ako karon. Okay. Now you might not consider yourself a millionaire, a billionaire, but let's qualify muna, okay, what it means to be rich. Because we might not be millionaires or billionaires, but how many of you know would agree that many, or if not all of us here today, you have access to food, di ba? Makapait na mo take out or wherever, mukaon na mo somewhere. You have shelter, you have a place to stay. You have clothing with you, na mo, you know, uskap aparador nga sanina. You have a smartphone, you have access to the internet. You have an education, or for some of you, you've graduated na. You have a job, or you have a family. You have material possessions with you. You're not experiencing war naman at this time or experiencing severe illnesses or na-plague din na itabo karon. There's no shortage of resources now na mag-away ta. So in other words, if you compare yourselves to what you have with you to millions of people worldwide, actually, we are more blessed than we think we are. Yes, we might not be as rich as some other people, okay, mga millionaryo, mga extremes na naka cases. But compared to millions of other people, still, you are far more blessed than you actually think you are. A lot of times, we take things for granted lang. Food, ginakaw na to, clothing. There are so many people who would want to have what you have. And yet, God has blessed you with those things. So we may not be extremely rich, but we are still blessed. In other words, we can still learn a lot from this verse. There are still truth and principles we can learn from this verse. Now, on the flip side naman, if God has blessed you much naman, if you are prosperous, if you are rich, then all the more, this is for you. May His word and His truth guide you or teach you what right attitudes to have when it comes to wealth and possession. So again, this is still for us, all right? In fact, the main issue that we're trying to understand or we're trying to deal with here is basically where does our security lie? Asa bang security nato nagalay? Okay? Is it on God or on money? So no matter your financial or economic status, we all can relate to that question. Where does our security lie nga ba? Now, again, going back to the verse, Paul says to Timothy, as for the rich in this present age, meaning those who are rich today in this world, Paul says, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches. Now, the word charge there means to instruct or to command in something urgent. Parang ina sila ni. Charge them not to be haughty. Now, unsa nang haughty ba? We don't usually use this word in our normal conversations. Haughty basically means high-minded, proud, or arrogant. Okay? Humbug. Okay? So, basically, Paul is telling Timothy, tell the rich in the church, not to be arrogant, not to think too highly of themselves. Tell them not to look down on other people. Na mas mahayop pa sila. Okay, so now this begs the question: why is there a charge not to be haughty or prideful? Why did Paul tell Timothy to tell the rich that this lang magka-pag-aaroganting? Why the instruction? Well, verse 17 gives us a clue naman. Why? It says here, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches. In other words, if Paul tells them, don't do this, then most probably they are doing actually that. So Paul says, stop doing that. Okay, and also ginabot nila, they were setting their hopes on the uncertainty of riches. Their hopes, meaning they were putting their trust. In other words, they were putting their security in their riches. Kaya arrogant sila, okay? Kaya they were haughty. That's why they were thinking too highly of themselves and looking down on others because their security, their confidence is in their wealth. And if they have much, they have many, or rich sila, then kaya confident kasi sila, ay, gamayran na nimo, taga na ako. That's why they were acting this way. And Paul tells them, don't be like that. Now, this is basically the same kind of thing that Paul was telling Timothy to address the false teachers. Because the false teachers, and some others like them, they were desiring to be rich. And Paul says, to those who covet or want to be rich, who want to live a lifestyle or a life that's pursuing money, that's centered around a love of money, says here that those people will fall into temptation and eventually ruin and destruction. And on the other side, naman, to those who are already rich, pero confidence nila kay sa money gihapon, meaning this is still an issue of contentment versus love for money. Different economic status, but still the same problem, a love for money. And Paul was telling Timothy to address this. In other words, the love for money can be present in our lives, whether we have much or not. Whether someone is poor or not, or rich or not, the love for money can still be there. And that needs to be addressed or dealt with. That is why we can still relate to this verse. We might not think of ourselves rich, but again, how many of us are, you know, live our lives unknowingly at the center of it, love for money, di gihapon ang ginabuhat nato. Okay? Let's just ask yourself these questions. Where does your security lie? How does money affect your attitude in life? Do you feel happy when there's money? Parang deal breaker siya nga, okay ang adlaw nimo kung naka kwarta or wala. Okay, how many of you can relate to this image right here? Especially itong mga working, di ba? Parang kung wala kwarta, no happiness. Okay, it's sad. There's no reason to be happy. Kung ay pay di parang, yes Lord, okay? If happy na kay ka or something like this, okay? Your face when you find money on the ground, okay? I don't know if I experienced that, di ba? Parang, yeah, yes Lord, answered prayer. Pangkao na ni Lord. Di ba? Now, those are just some things to, you know, make us think and assess ourselves. Unga, no, unsa ba attitude na ako towards money? Am I reliant on money for my is my happiness hinged upon my bank account? Na kung pag open ako sa wallet, kung hangin ra ang wallet, puro ra air, okay? Mag-goal pag-go. But if there's na something sa wallet, grabe, extreme happy naman ko. Or what is our attitude when it comes to money? Now, Paul says, do not be haughty, do not set your hopes up on money, on riches. And again, that begs another question, why can't rely on riches? Why did Paul says, don't rely on those, don't put your hopes on riches? But going back to verse 17, we actually understand here that Paul says, don't set your hopes on riches because they are, what? Uncertain. He describes the uncertainty of riches. In some translations, uncertainty means unreliable. Meaning, dili makasaligan ang riches. Which sounds countercultural to what a lot of people try to pursue their life with. That they try to accumulate wealth for themselves so that they will feel secure. So that they will feel like, oh, okay lang life nako, naka-plancha ng life nako, tanan. Because I have this much money. But Paul says, riches, they are uncertain. They are unreliable. They will disappear. In fact, there's this story. Okay, there's this article of people, billionaires and millionaires, at one point were so rich, but all of a sudden they lost their fortune. And one of these guys was, I can't pronounce his name, okay, Icelandic, okay? This guy had a fortune of $1.1 billion in 2008, okay? He did banking, all of those things, but eventually he lost his entire fortune, okay? Nag-collapse ang Icelandic bank, okay, in 2008. So he lost his fortune. He lost $1.1 billion. Now, how many of you know would agree that that's a big amount, losing $1.1 billion? Now, you might think as well, if maka $1.1 billion ka, okay nang life na ako. Wala na ako yung problema, ana. Bala pag ikapila ko ma-admit sa hospital, bayad na tanan. Bala pag ikapila ko ma-aksidente, okay na ang insurance. Okay na ang tuition, ang kailangan, needs na ako. Okay na pag $1.1 billion. But guess what? This guy, even though he had it at one point, he lost it all. Money, finances, okay, our possessions, our riches, they will disappear. Proverbs 23 verse 5 says, in the blink of an eye, wealth disappears, for it will sprout wings and fly away like an eagle. How many of you can relate to that? Parang at one point, nabuti mo sweldo, next thing, uy, asan yung sweldo na ako? Diba? Or tuition, di ba? Parang, eh, nagpala sa mama. Then pag-augma, asan naman itong tuition na ako? Asan pangbayad naman sa akong allowance na ako? Diba? How many of you can relate to that? My money sprouted wings and flew away. But at one point, it's there. Next thing you know, mawala na siya. Kaya nga, in this same chapter, remember Paul says in verse 7 of 1 Timothy chapter 6, we brought nothing to the world and we cannot take anything out of the world. It's foolish to think na we will have a secure, okay, life if we have this much money, if we accumulate wealth for ourselves. Because guess what? You will not take that money with you when you die. We will all die at the end of the day. Okay, I mean, not today, but at the end of our life. We will all, you know, have experienced that one day. And we can't bring, you know, all those possessions that we have. No matter how much we accumulate. There's this story of a guy. He was wealthy and all, but at one point, he was dying. So what he did was that he converted niya to gold bars ang possessions niya, or ang wealth niya. So he converted into gold bars. And towards the near end of his life, happy siya matay, he really wanted to bring some of his gold with him. Okay, so what he did was that he told his wife, you know, his loving, supportive wife, ngahan, paki butang sa gold bars sa attic. Okay, sa attic, butang sa attic, butang dito ang gold bars, uban dito, so that if kuhao na ko ni Lord, mamatay na ko, if akong spirit mo gawas, happy to na ako kuhang gold bars sa attic, going to heaven. So that was his thinking, okay? So, you know, eventually, he passed away, and the wife, after namatay ang husband, she got curious, uy, gikuha ba niya ang gold bars? So he said, sa wife, saka siya sa attic. Pag saka niya sa attic, guess what? Naragya po ng gold bars. So the wife, parang nag-face pa mga wife, ay, sayang, dapat siguro sa basement na ako ibutang ang gold bars. Gets mo? Or some of you can guess that later. Oh, kagagets na sila, katong mga katawa. Okay? Joke lang, okay? Okay, dapat sa basement din ako ibutang, okay? Yeah, kay manawag daw yung husband sa ilalom daw, okay? Okay, magets na mo, okay? Parang papukaw lang. Okay. Okay, some of you will get that when you go home sa pedicab. Ah, muda ito, okay mo itong joke. Oh, ano ba nang gagets na karon? Anyway, the point is we can't take our possessions with us. So what's the point of exhausting ourselves, accumulating these things if we can't take them with us when we die? That's why Paul says, do not be overconfident. Do not be arrogant with your wealth. You see, we can't be confident over something that is unreliable. Diba? You can't be arrogant if ang imong reason ano hambog ka, dili reliable. Dili something worth to brag about. That's why Paul says, don't be haughty. Don't set your hopes on the uncertainty of riches. You have nothing to be haughty for if your riches are uncertain or unreliable. All right? That's why we can't be overconfident no matter how much we have. Now, if we can't trust naman our riches, what's the alternative? Okay, if I can't have security on money, kimawala ra siya, you know, the economy will change every now and then. Even if nakay billions of dollars, it can disappear. And we spend money and all. If I can't trust or rely on money, what's the alternative? Going forward in verse 17, Paul says, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. Paul says, instead of setting your hopes up on money and relying on it, ato ka ang God. Set your hopes up on God. Why? Because He richly or abundantly provides us with everything to enjoy or all things that's part of His will to enjoy. Okay, di naman genie or ATM si God nga, Lord, give me this, give me now na naman. But the point is, God is a blessor or He would richly provide and give to us. Now you might ask, okay, how can I trust that God will provide? Perhaps you've heard of this statement before and you've heard of people say, God bless you, you know, maybe you've used that. Great birthday, God bless you. How can we trust God? How do we know that He will truly or is able to provide naman or able to give to us our needs? Well, good thing in the previous verses, verse 15 to 16, okay, of the same chapter, Paul included a short hymn or praise. It's called a doxology. And in that hymn or praise, Paul basically says how awesome God is. And this short verses, 15 to 16, is basically the heart of the chapter of 1 Timothy chapter 6, that the reason why Paul can tell to the rich, okay, don't set your hopes up on your riches, okay, but on God. And there's the reason why Paul can tell Timothy, okay, flee from, you know, all the pursuit of money, but, you know, pursue godliness and all of these things. The reason why Paul can give these instructions to Timothy and the rich in this chapter is because in verse 15 to 16, Paul, again, tells us how awesome and mighty God is. Verse 15 says here, which He will display at the proper time, He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This verse is talking about Jesus. And Paul says Jesus is sovereign, he is King of Kings, and he is Lord of Lords. Those three words I highlighted there, parang similar lang sa sovereign, King, Lord. This talks about Jesus, the preeminence of Christ, basically. Na above everything else, supreme si Jesus. It says here that he's the King of Kings. No matter kings ang kings sa world, or no matter the authorities in the world, sorry, okay, nakakaon too much og juice, ganiya. No matter the authorities in the world, Jesus is the King of Kings. No one is above him. He's the Lord of Lords. The word Lord means master, the one who calls the shots. It says here, he is that master. In fact, he is sovereign as well. When you say sovereign, someone who's in control. Siya ang in charge. So in other words, we can trust or set our hopes on God because he is sovereign. He is in charge. He is in control. Remember, he's the God who created the universe and he rules the universe. No other authority surpasses him. No other Lord is greater than him. He is sovereign. In fact, Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 and 17 says, "For by him, by Jesus, all things were created in heaven and earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him." Tanang things create ni God sa kalibutan were created through him and for him. And verse 17 says, he is before all things. He is foremost of all things. And in him, all things hold together. It's like he makes sure the world is able to operate. Okay, if you take Jesus out of the picture, chaos. Nothing would happen in this world. Okay, we'd all fall apart. Again, we can trust God because he is sovereign. He's in control. Okay, parang unsa ang wealth nato compared to sovereignty, the awesomeness. Okay, the lordship, the kingship of Jesus. What is that compared to him who owns everything? What is our small, you know, wealth compared to the vast riches and wealth that God owns? In fact, God owns everything in this universe. Kita pila rin ma-own nato. In fact, we're just stewards of what he has given us. Because again, every good blessing comes from God. So what we have, our allowances, our sweldo nato, the things that have been, our gifts na nakuha nato, those come from God. Given to us. And he owns everything else. So, ngano kani ma-rely nato, ang riches nato, if we have God who owns everything, who is in charge of the entire universe. Not just that, in verse 16 of 1 Timothy says here, Jesus, who alone has immortality. Okay? He alone is truly immortal, who dwells in an unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To him be an honor and eternal dominion. Amen. It talks about Jesus or God who is immortal. And this is important because in John 3, verse 16, remember, says here that God so loved the world that whoever believes on his one only Son will not perish but have eternal life. The one who offers or freely gives eternal life is himself eternal. So he's not just sovereign or king or the Lord. He's immortal. Eternal pa siya. And this is important because when you talk about something that's reliable or certain, it has to be at least, these two things. It has to be consistent and it has to be long-lasting. Kaya for some of us here, diba, you have certain products na muna ginapalit ninyo when it comes to your shampoo, your soap. Diba? Kasi consistent nga, makarely ka sa product. Or when you go to certain places, favorite food ninyo, what's your favorite inyong kananan sa Dumaguete? Anyone? Huh? Garay grills. Okay, so anyway, my favorite food, Jollibee, McDo, somewhere ba, diba? You go to the certain restaurants because consistent. Ang food na ginaserve nila nga, uy, kung sa imong ginacrave, matilaw na imong food, pag serve dito, okay, sakto jud. It's exactly the same. There's a consistency to it. That's why it's reliable. That's why some services, laundry services, medical service, shopping ba, naka certain, seller or something, kaning imong ginaad to jud, why? Because consistent siya, reliable siya. Not just that, long-lasting. For something to be reliable, it has to be long-lasting. Di siya maguba na yun. After one use, guba na. Dili one use lang, but it can be used repeatedly. Do kay maguba. Just like this thing right here. How many of you had this before? Diba? How many of you that this is a reliable gadget right here, diba? Kung mahulog ang ground muliki, diba? Ang floor muliki, dili ang phone. Diba? Kung this ko itry ni mong bend, yung kamot daw mo bend. Diba? Unlike our modern phones now, diba? It's reliable. It's long-lasting, okay? Now, what about Jesus naman? He is sovereign, but he's in charge, he's immortal, long-lasting. Not just that, it says here, in Hebrews 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Constant, unchanging. That when you read your Bibles, the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the God who's able to do those miracles in the Bible, in the Old, in the New Testament, that's the same God we have right now. That's the same God that we worship. That's the same God that we will worship years from now. Magulang na lang ta, mas senior citizen na ta. That's the same God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. In other words, we can trust God because He is constant and eternal. Constant siya, eternal po siya. He is truly reliable. Matthew 6, verse 30 to 33. In fact, it says here, God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven. Will He not much more clothe you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? And truly enough, diba, we always have those thoughts. Lord, unsay pang kaon ako karon, Lord. Lord, unsay pang pamasahin na ako, unsay pang kaon, unsay pang sanina, pang bayad sa rent, and all of these things. We always worry about our expenditures for the week, for the day, for the month. When nabot ang sweldo, Lord, we always worry about these things. But Jesus says, don't worry about these things. Do not be anxious. For the Gentiles seek after all of these things, and your heavenly Father, okay, knows that you need them all. God knows. Before you even write down your prayer request, before you start praying and crying out to God, kabalo siya sa needs nimo, sa needs nato. He is fully aware of them. Verse 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Kaya Paul told Timothy, pursue the things of God. Don't pursue money. If, yes, natay needs, natay concerns, natay problems. I'm not saying we don't work. Okay, by all means, work hard. I'm not saying you don't secure insurance. By all means, you can, you know, get insurance, all that. But when it comes to our confidence, our security, seek kang God dapat nakapuntang security na to. Seek first His kingdom. Seek the things of God. And all the other things will be given to you because He knows naman nga kailangan ni mo na. God wants to richly bless us, provide for us. The question is, do we rely on Him that He will provide for us? Or ang atong reliance, at mag-discarte na ito, natin mga schemes, natin mga pabaagi, abuato na ako ni, or are we reliant on God that He will come through? And when we talk about, you know, that we can trust God, that He will richly provide to us, look no further than what the Bible says in Romans 8, verse 32. It says here, He who did not spare His own Son, okay, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all things? The Bible says that if God could provide for the biggest debt in the world that no person, no billionaire or millionaire could pay off, and that is the debt of our sin, that even if mag-contribute tanan all 10 billion of us or 10 billion na tanang tao sa world, we will never be able to pay off our debt of sin. If God could make that happen, ma-pay off na, by coming to this world as Jesus, giving up His one only Son for our benefit, even though we did not deserve it, how much more the other things of this world? Will He not also graciously give us all things? Think of it this way, church. If He's willing to make this happen, to let this happen, we just did communion a while ago. We were reminded of Jesus' sacrifice for us. If God was willing to let that happen for our benefit, for our salvation, if He's able to pay off something of eternal value, then how much more the temporal needs nato? How much more our physical needs? We are to put our security in God and not in our riches, because we can be certain that God will provide. Kaya security nato dapat na kang God. He will come through. He will provide. He is reliable. Unlike our riches that's here today and might disappear the next day. And doing this, in turn, humbles us because it's not about much, how much wealth we have. It humbles us. You cannot be haughty and arrogant and looking down at people, because at the end of the day, it's not about how much you have. It doesn't matter if you have millions. That's nothing to brag about. The question is, do you have your security, that's hinged on Jesus. Because eternal security is assured in Christ. Okay? Eternal security. Not just temporal for the week, for the month, or for the day ng security. No, eternal security. That God will provide in this world. And He has provided us with something important, something extremely valuable for the next life. In fact, that's why Paul says, as for the rich in this present age, meaning they could have been, you know, rich today or in their world while they were living. But in the next age, at the end of the age, when Christ would come back, when we will be with Him for eternity, dili na basihan ang riches nato, ang material wealth nato. So in other words, you can be rich here today, but not rich in the next life. So with that being said, eternal security is assured in Christ. What can we do naman? We talked about that God should be the source of our security. We should love Him above money. Kampantita nga, you know, ma-provide nata sa needs nato, because God is someone we can rely on. What can we do? Because maybe you're here today and you're thinking or you're analyzing yourself, parang medyo nasa money pa akong assurance na ako or security na ako, but ganahan ko nga, mo-rely ko ni God. I want to start trusting God more with my finances, with my wealth. Not my own abilities, not my own discarte methods or what ba, but or my own wealth, but I want to learn, Tom, how to trust on God. What can we do? What's some practical things we can do? Well, one of which we'll discuss next week. Okay, that's the second, third verses. Ng instructions ni Paul sa rich. But one other thing we can do, I'm going to share a little bit here today. One practical application, if we want to grow in our trust, in our security in God, is basically to tithe. To tithe. What is tithing ba? If you're here for the first time, tithing is giving back to God the first tenth of our income. If you've been with Victory for the longest time or in this church, you would know that there's a portion in our church service. You know, Matt was here a while ago that talks about tithing, that we're encouraged to give our tithes and offering. And perhaps you wondered, what's about tithing? Ano na yung musaka diya mag-talk about tithing? Again, tithing is giving back to God, because God is the source of all our blessings. The provision that we get, He is the one who richly and abundantly provides for us. Meaning, pati ang income, allowance nato, gika na di God ultimately tanan. So tithing is basically honoring and worshiping God and acknowledging that He is our provider by giving back to Him the first 10% of our income. That's tithing. You're basically telling God, Lord, I acknowledge Ikaw naghatag na kuwaning, akong wealth na ako, ang income na ako. So Lord, here it is. I give You back the tithe, because the tithe belongs to the Lord. You can read about that in the Bible. One verse in Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22, you shall tithe all the yield of your seed that comes from the field year by year. You shall give a tenth of your first fruits of what you have. And why is this important? Why is this one practical application for us to grow in our security all the more kang God? Because you're taking the first amount of your income, no matter how big it may be, and saying, Lord, even if seemingly makuha na ang income, Lord, I will not be anxious. I will not worry. I will not be afraid of pag nakuha na akong income, because I'm giving it back to You, Lord God. And Lord, I know You will be able to provide more than what I have right now. My security is not hinged on my income, but on You, Lord. And even if makuhaan siya, dili ko ma-stress, Lord, because Ikaw may naghatag ani, Lord, in the first place. The tithe belongs to You. And You are my source of provision. That's why tithing is important. Tithing tells to God, Lord, I trust You. And not tithing actually is telling to God, Lord, I cannot depend on You for my provision, my needs. Because you might think, 10%, dako man nagpaksis na akong sweldo. Lord, gamito na ako ni. I have bills to pay. I'm not saying we don't have needs or concerns. Yes, reality ang bills. Reality ang needs. Reality ang concerns na to. We all have financial concerns. But at the end of the day, even kung gamay naman lang atong kwarta, no, might as well use it to honor God. Tithing belongs to the Lord. And again, when we tithe, we're practically, you know, applying this truth that eternal security is assured in Christ. If we want to grow in our faith, in our confidence in God, and worship Him, and truly say, Lord, provider ka, you want to walk with God and, you know, experience His provision in your life, learn to tithe. Learn to give back that first tenth that belongs to God. And that's how one way we can grow and experience eternal security that is assured in Christ. Remember, assured na ta. We're not living to earn blessing, but rather we are already blessed. That's why we tithe. That's why we live our lives knowing that we are blessed na. Nanay gibuhat si God. Coming down this world as Jesus and dying on the cross for our sins. Again, eternal security is assured in Christ. Let me pray for us. Lord, we thank you for today, Lord God, for your word, for reminding us that even though we might have little today, no, when we open our bank accounts, our wallets, there might not be much there, Lord. Maybe at times, hangin rang mag-naa. But Lord, our confidence, our security is not hinged on our material wealth. But Lord God, it is on you. Lord, to all of us here tonight, Lord God, Lord, I pray that we would grow in our confidence and our security in you. To those of us here, Lord God, who might have doubted, siguro na times ng luod me, Lord God, because we didn't get what we were praying for. To those of us here, God, who find it hard to trust you, who are in need of a fresh instilling of faith, Lord, I pray that we would get that faith, Lord God. Lord, may you instill faith in our hearts that, Lord, may when we get to know you more, Lord God, we would know that takto nga, provide si God, mo bless si God. Lord, I pray for testimonies of provision, testimonies of breakthroughs that you'll be able to provide what exactly they needed. Because I might not know, Lord God, what they're experiencing right now, but Lord, you know each and every need nila, each and every prayer request nila, and Lord, you're able to meet those needs, Lord God. Lord, may our assurance not be on our schemes, our pagdiskarte, ang resources, ang connections namo, but Lord God, on you. Lord, to some of us, Lord God, here today who have acted, you know, in a haughty manner, Lord God, maybe at one point we were arrogant because we've looked down on people. Whether we are rich or not rich, materially speaking, Lord God, if there were times, Lord God, that we've looked down on others and thought too highly of ourselves, too arrogant of ourselves, Lord God, Lord, we repent. Lord, we are sorry for those times that we've compared what we have to what others have and mocked them for having little or less than what we have, Lord God. Lord, I pray for provision and breakthroughs for everyone in this room, Lord God. May we experience that provision, Lord God, and truly experience and know that you are a God who richly provides and blesses us, Lord God. Lord, we thank you. We give you all the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Can we give God some claps of praise for that? Can we all just stand and end this with a prayer? Again, if you're new here, as what Pastor Kim was saying a while ago, we want to encourage you to join a victory group. Perhaps you have some questions, some mga series, some preachings dato. One way you can learn is through our victory groups. And if you're new here as well, we want to encourage you to be connected to the church. Don't just settle for coming here for a service. Be connected to the church community, okay? Church happens not just on a Sunday, but every day of the week, okay? Not ang service, but ang community rather. So again, go to our discipleship booth or approach any of our ushers or our leaders for a victory group. Come on, let's just extend our hands before God and pray. Lord, we thank you for tonight, Lord God, for your word that richly encourages us and blesses us, Lord God. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace this very week. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, everyone. We'll see you next week.